Okay, I've got it recording. Look at that. Okay, I apologize for the little technical glitch, and I appreciate our IT coming up with that solution for us on such short notice. Okay, and then we will pick up with, again, the second half of the public forum. Is anyone participating by Zoom that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number five on the agenda, which is the consent agenda. You'll note there are four items there. The July 2013 revised financial summary report by the County Treasurer's Office, the financial summary report for the County Tax Assessor Collector for September of 2023, as well as the approval of the minutes for the Quail County Commissioners Court meeting held on September 26th and the education record for the county judge.
Make a motion to accept. Consent agenda A, B, C, and D.
We got a motion to accept the consent agenda from Commissioner Basham and a second from Commissioner Matthews. Any further discussion on item number five? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number six on the agenda is to be a presentation and update on services from Central County Services. Don't see that they are here yet this morning, so we'll continue on with the regular agenda and address them if and when they happen to get here today. Item number seven becomes the Road and Bridge Report. Mr. Latham.
Well, Road and Bridge Report goes for the month of September. We have 35 open work orders. We completed 11. Numbers are down a little bit from the amount completed because we had been ship sealing. Plated and added rock two locations, plated 12 roads, resealed 8 roads. Resealed crew is still working. We're going to continue to work until we get to completely too cold. Clean four road edges, cleared debris or fallen trees from 29 locations. The little storms we've been having to go through and the drought, a lot of dead trees been falling over the middle of the night or Friday, Saturday, it seemed like. Picked up trash in 3 locations, didn't do any fence row clearing, graded and shaped 1 location. Haven't been doing any weed spraying. Patched 15 roads, put up 1 county road sign, no stop signs, and 1 group of reflectors. Replaced 2 road culverts, installed 2 new road culverts. Didn't repair any, swept 4 locations, and trimmed trees at 1 location. Pretty much all of our efforts been going towards prepping for refilling. Pretty good position. We've started this budget paving actually probably in August, September. So our board slowly getting washed away that we worked on this year. So.
Thank you, Mr.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Latham. Any questions, comments for Mr. Latham and Roden Bridge?
Second.
Got a motion to accept the Road and Bridge Report from Commissioner Matthews and a second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number seven? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number eight, consider exception to the platting requirements for the Rudy property, which is property ID number 106426. Mr. Mannix has provided you some handouts for the next 3 items there. Mr. Mannix.
This property is located on FM 930. It does border one of our county roads, Blue Creek Road. It has an existing driveway on the barn currently. There were 3 acres out of the 28 total acres. Their plans are to sell both properties. They are asking for exception to platting.
So the follow-up to that question then becomes, do they have access off of Blue Creek Road?
Like, to the barn, they currently have one, they have that way.
Three acres, then, you know?
Well, that's the, that is the 3 acres.
And the...
Hilton Hill Road off the County Road there off of the 25 acres.
That goes up to the house.
Yeah,
in the middle of it.
Yeah, see that, yeah.
So this is being divided to be sold?
Yes. As I understand it, yes, that's pretty good.
Divided to being sold to, or do you have any knowledge of it being to a family member that's within the third degree of sanguinity affinity? Is that correct, Mr. Bell?
Consanguinity.
I have.
That would be an exception of subdivision regulations. They would need approval for approval. That's the case.
It must be gifted, rather than, or can it be sold?
Just transfer.
If they pull them all down.
Did they give you any indication as to why they were requesting the exception?
Well, I understood this. I'm just the messenger.
No, I understand. I mean,
the realtor thinks they can get more money if I buy that like this. So,
I mean, the things that I'm still concerned with are, you know, access, not necessarily the 25 acres, but to the 3 acres. Because I think
there, I don't think there's but like 30 or 40 foot maybe on that Blue Creek Road, but the access and pipes and part of that's on, yeah, the right of way.
It kind of appears to be part of the right of way, but It is on the
deed property.
Yeah.
I feel pretty positive. The state wouldn't let the driveway off of Mount Buddy.
If the location of that curve.
And you're pretty blind when you're coming from the north going south on 930.
According to the legal description, there's 27.23 feet on Blue Creek Road. To south 76 degrees, 36 minutes, 32 seconds west on the generally fenced south line. And it says on the north line of said Blue Creek Road, a distance of 27.23 feet.
Look at their exits. Thought them dirt over.
I don't think so.
Y'all live on Blue Creek?
No, they're neighbors.
They're different properties.
Oh, okay.
Can't remember if there's a culvert under that road or not.
I don't think there is. I think the ditch isn't very deep.
Yeah.
Blue Creek's dead end road. Was there two houses down below past that or three at the moment?
Two or three.
Dead end into that big place.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really see a big issue with that one.
Not really.
If they can get access off of Blue Creek.
Yeah, that shop currently has it.
That's right. So. Now, I would make a motion to approve the exception for platting requirements on that property.
Second.
There's a motion to approve the exception to the platting requirements for the Rudy property, also known as property ID 106426, from Commissioner Matthews and a second from Commissioner Bassam. Any further discussion on item number 8? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 9, consider the replat of Kingston Estate Phase 2, lots 3 and 5.
this one brought to the court earlier this year. I don't know. And it was 9 because they didn't know how many houses they were planning on putting on one lot. They have since then added verbiage and onto the plat stating that that particular lot will only have 2 houses on it.
This is on Barton Lane.
Yes.
This is down Thorn.
Yes.
They should have forced them to cut roads.
Yeah.
And now they're replatting every time the wind blows.
Yeah.
Now, these are the same people promising they're just going to put 2 houses on it. They previously promised us.
Let me call up there and there's 2. Same family line.
The shared driveways, they turn around and put the meters in it. Now the landowners have been in squabbles over it. I think they moved those.
That's actually in phase 1. But yes, this is phase 2 that we're talking about.
I didn't reach out to South Mountain and they have moved the water meters, but
again, that's in
phase
1.
Yeah.
They're really not part of the note structure on the face of the replat and the problem for replat.
I do have those. But it, I didn't bring them out. I apologize.
At the 125 foot, the access from Mark Lane on 15 22 houses is currently set room 156. 554 and 565.
I'm sorry.
How's that 125 foot replat with that 125 foot from Dark Mark Lane up in lot 3? How's it going to go with one of those two mobile homes that are set there? There ain't 125 foot from the two mobile homes.
Yeah.
It's running right over the top of them. Looks to me like it's cutting the north line and the south line are cutting right through the ends of two trailer houses that are sitting there. But they moved them since the guy took his picture.
He moved it on the CAD?
That's just taking lot 3 completely out. They just doing what was lot 3, 156, 534 on the CAD. There's a trailer house sitting right in the middle of it. Guess that's the 125 foot lot lines previously. The other's taking it out, I guess. So it's gone. There's no trailer house sitting there anymore.
No, it's still sitting there.
Still there. Okay. I know what they want to do.
Okay.
I don't know what they've done. I'm interested in none of it. I don't get the vote. So.
I make a motion to deny Kingston Estate Phase 2, Lots 3 and 5.
Second.
You got a motion from Commissioner Basham to deny the replat of Kingston Estates Phase 2, Lot 3 and 5. A second from Commissioner Taylor. Is there any further discussion on item number 9? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number 10, consider replat of West Moody Farms, Lot 17. Again, Mr. Mannix provided you a diagram this morning of that particular lot. Mr. Mannix.
Okay. This one's been in the works for a while. We actually posted it in the paper per our regulations. I did pull the deed restrictions, and it does say 6.05 re-subdividing, no re-subdividing of any kind is allowed. However, when I first talked to the owner about this, they came back with a 7.01 that says variance, the developer and successor or signs reserve the right to grant variances as they see fit. So I don't know what the legal ins and outs of it is on all that. But.
The seller reserves the right to grant a variance?
Yes, what it says, yes. And then it goes on to say the developer reserves the right to grant variances without the consent of any or all the current property owners who own any portion of the subject property in which the restrictive covenants, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Okay. Could you read that again? Because did that say developer or owner?
The developer reserves the right to grant variances without the consent of any or all the current property owners who own any portion of the subject property in which the restrictive covenants, conditions, and restrictions apply.
This was the current owner of Lot 17, the original developer?
I have to ask my legal counsel on what his thoughts are on this.
Is there a homeowner association out there?
I believe that no.
I haven't been by out there in a while, but if they already put in another culvert and driveway off the Farm Market Road into that property by that driveway that's in the farm fence?
There is an existing culvert there.
Another one going into the farmhouse?
Yes, and there's one right here too.
There's another one there?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And they also left the access easement across from that property to within this property.
So there's one here? And
yes.
That those easements were?
Across the front of the house property. It says in the notes there, I believe it's on the floor. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that long three-story house been there for
a long time.
Years.
Don't we require showing with the septic and the drain lines or something in the place?
In that survey.
If I was guessing, we probably don't have a permit on this.
Yeah, the age of it.
Yeah, they asked, maybe they got that one surveyed, didn't they? We approved something with a drain field across the property line. Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't have a subject to it. I don't know, but when was that then? But I bet it was under the 10-acre rule that we had full permit. On the third one. That would be crazy.
It says in note number 8, there is a 36-foot wide access easement to lot 17.1 along the entire front of lot 17.2.
Wow.
Originally, they put that in there, and originally, because TxDOT wasn't going to give them any more access, but there was already a culvert in there at that time.
Sounds to me like they plan on cutting that 24
acres. Back quarters down, there's a culvert from the old culvert that goes into that old house. Back quarters down, there's a little culvert that's put in there?
Yeah.
See on the cat, see another culvert from there, but I've been long, that may be a culvert laying in the ditch actually on the cat picture, uncovered right there next to that tree.
Yes, that's it.
They got permanent protect on it.
Yeah.
whatever was pre-existing.
It's pre-existing, but by the corner, and then they jump over on the scab picture.
They're calling that the second access?
Yes, sir, I think so. You can see it on the CAD, but it doesn't look...
No, I'm looking at...
You can see the top of it. It must be shallow.
I was looking at the area to the right where there's kind of that little green pasture in the middle of the brown going to the east.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was looking to think that maybe there was a culvert there. Uh-huh. But...
They
don't have a 2 acre lot to start with. The commissioner's court was required them to follow a different set of rules than they followed. When planting this reason, all the tracks were over 10 acres in my recollection. This was under old regulations, not the new regulations.
They volunteered it because they were all
over. Yeah, these are all over 25.
Under our own.
I mean, I think the only platting part of this was they just surveyed it out. The two questions that the two questions I have, one does pertain to the septic system, because I believe that puts the county at liability if, in fact, that septic system exceeds the boundaries of what is being surveyed. So I think they have a requirement to show proof that it is contained within what is depicted as that second lot, smaller lot. Then the second issue becomes with the covenants. And as you read it, and I'm just hearing it without having put my eyes on it, it appears that there are two conflicting paragraphs. So what paragraph in those covenants takes priority over the other paragraph?
Well, the developers started doing that, Judge. That's supposed to be in the new forms. Put out at some real estate lawyer conference because they're all putting in there now. It's been the last two or three sets we reviewed. It basically says, you know, we're in charge, we're going to do what we want to, just like the what they call it on the subdivision out here on 1783. They call it the architectural review committee or something.
Yeah.
And basically, the developers in charge and do what they want to until they sold the last lot. And then, you know, all you owners can have it do what y'all want to and work out.
So given that, if there were a grievance from any of the existing landowners, then that really becomes a civil issue between those existing landowners and the developer that owns the remaining portions of that subdivision. So if my understanding of that is correct, then really the question before the court is, to either deny or approve pending proof that the septic system does not exceed the boundaries of the surveyed lot as it's proposed. And I believe there needs to be some clarification on what entry access, because they're not depicting another one. I don't know. I can't tell from the drawing versus what's on the CAD versus what the wording is.
They're trying to use that old existing culvert that runs into that tree right there. That's right there on that lot line. That's the reason they did that 36-foot access even across the front of that lot. They still own lot 18. They need to make that lot 10 acres or more by their regulations and to make it symmetrical with the rest of the lots in the subdivision and get it where they don't increase the number of access points and if the lots are at the same or similar size. What size is the lot that the old farmhouse is on?
It's 126. That's like the split out.
Yeah,
for the 26.
I don't think it was that and I, based on the survey of the septic system.
Second.
There's a motion from Commissioner Matthews to deny the application based off a lack of survey on the septic system, and a second from Commissioner Basham. Any further discussion on items number 10?
What about water?
I presented a water certificate.
Yeah, for both. Yes.
All right, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 11, consider resolution for FY 2024 ended defense grant program under Texas Government Code Section 79.037, Texas Administrative Code, Chapter 173. Copy of that resolution went out in your packet. This is a annual requirement for us to qualify for partial reimbursement through the end of defense grant program as executed by the state. Got a motion from Commissioner Matthews to approve the resolution. Second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number 11? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 12 is a item that had been tabled at our last meeting. It is to consider the cooperative piggyback agreement with Fleet Core Technologies Operating Company, LLC. Again, this is in reference to the fuel man gas cards and that system that the county currently operates. Now, the second part of this is becomes item number 13. is item number 13. We can't really approve item number 13 without approving item number 12. Fleet Corps asked us to consider that agreement because our previous agreement with them is outdated and would not allow them the wording of item number 13 to be able to be executed as it currently sits. Item number 13 is specific just to Road and Bridge. But item number 12 is the utilization of the fuel man fuel cards throughout. So that's all of our constables, deputies, investigators, vehicles for juvenile probation, all of those. Discussion, action, thoughts?
I had to move it later in the agenda. I left my copy up for the last door in the office up front. I need to look at it one more time on something. So I would ask to
table until later in the meeting. Okay. Would that also apply to item number 13?
Yes.
Okay. With the court's consent, we will move items 12 and 13 until later in the agenda, later in the meeting, and we will revisit those. Brings us to item number 14, update on grants to include, but not limited to SS4A, HMP, RCP, CDBG MIT, and the CWPP, Community Wildfire Protection Plan. It's picking up with SS4A. Other than the contract to be considered later on in the meeting, do we have any updates on SS4A? Okay. Moving on to hazard mitigation plan. As you recall, this had been submitted, returned for corrections, resubmitted. And does Lillian have this one? Ms. Reed?
Hi, Judge.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well now that my computer's working.
That's good to hear. So a quick update on HMP. We received some kind of informal comments from TDEM, and so we are addressing those. We should have those done by the end of this week and get those resubmitted and hopefully get this ball rolling. That is all. They were only a few corrections, so we should have that turned around quickly. But that's all I have for HMP.
Okay, so we're still at the TDEM level on review on the HMP. Is that correct?
Yes, we are.
Lillian, do we have a draft or a template of what a resolution is going to look like for all of the entities that are participating in that, since we've got a pretty short timeline to adopt?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we do have a resolution. I believe we have one drafted.
Okay. Okay. All right. We've got it, Ms. Reed. Thank you. That's all the questions I've got. Any questions for Ms. Reed on HMP? Moving on to the RCP. And again, I believe we've got, is that right? Yeah, we've got a contract to consider later in the meeting on the RCP. Mr. Bilt, any updates?
Probably to address the contract on the RCP, it was one we've only gotten one response to. Reposted that one to try to get more responses just to the minimum requires multiple attempts at procurement if only one response is received. And learned that the other day. And it's out. We have our award contract from the GLO. This one we've got time to deliver the other day. Everything's good to go. We have looking at the kickoff meeting towards the end of October. I think the other day, maybe about the 23rd, 4th, or 5th, sometime that week, for a kickoff meeting. Hopefully, we'll have our current manager and contractor. Hopefully, we'll have that one.
Okay.
Everything's good. We're rolling.
All right. That's the funding agreement that I signed. Okay.
Is there a timeline or anything?
Yes, there is.
You need somebody else to apply so they trigger the requirements and keep going or push way off.
Well, this one, I'll give anybody else applies or not, is required to be procured. Multiple attempts at procurement are required and we
don't need anybody else to apply. You're good. You just got to go through the outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else under RCP?
Is the intent have a committee? Yes, there will be a part of the scope of work on that program to have to move through that process.
And just by may, I would hope that also we're coordinating between that effort and what we're doing with the fire plan and what we're doing with hazard mitigation plan. They're all tied together. We've got references to the RCP and our wildfire protection plan. So whenever the contractor does start putting those together, we'd like to be plugged into that.
I'll make my best attempt to put that language in the proposed scope of work that is included in the procurement document. So hopefully that will drop.
Well, anything else under RCP? Okay, CDBG MIT, we had reprocured. I believe we've got a contract to consider later on in the meeting. But I think based off of Mr. Belt's comments, after execution of that, we need to sit down and figure out a couple of new projects that maybe are more qualified.
We've been working on it, Judge. Manix had sent a list of possible projects. They looked them over based on LMI, this, that, and the other. And the project they're looking at right now to see if they think it will qualify, if they think it's the best fit for the program, is the Bald Knob Road project. So that's the one they're, well, Bald Knob Road on Shoal Creek. So that's the one they're supposed to be looking at right now.
The minute one more. You know, you're in two other ones that were submitted to them. Oh, yes, there's one more extra one. There's the church road down there on the gravel section. So the, let's see. Of the paid part is, there was three that were submitted to them, but that there's a church on settlement branch. It apparently it did not make a cut on LMI or on something because they said the ball mount was squarely in the LMI. And it, they thought it was going to be the highest scoring project of those three that were submitted and will get. That's the one they're working the numbers up on now to see if it will fit into the budget to replace that with the project or not.
So I would safely move forward with my bridge builder on the insurance.
Sounds to me like we'll know something in the next couple of weeks. We'll have a better idea of whether that project will fall optional fit in our budget or not. I wouldn't like to look at other projects. But I don't know if that project will settle with branch. It's going to be a cheaper project than the ball house project. No. So they probably going to cost more actually.
Yeah. Well, what happened down there, that property on the east side is sold. And they cleared their fence line and resurveyed it. We have a lot more right-of-way there. We have to call.
Yeah.
And they actually have their pins. You know, we found their pins the other day and it don't even look the same. So there's enough room there. We put a yoker in and as fast as we could.
Okay.
But prior to executing a deal with Yoder, I wanted to see if that was something that the PDBG myth that potentially goes.
So, we've had some email traffic on that yesterday and this morning about the project. So, I expect by the end of the week, we'll have a better idea of the answer to that question.
So, the bridge on 274 is completely gone away?
No.
274 is still good.
Yeah, the Arrowwood's out.
Arrowwood's out. So this is a replacement project for Arrowwood.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, they have 600 left. Trying to figure out those
guys. That's confusing. I'm thinking about that solved this morning. But as far as I know, the city engagement project is still good. But I'm not sure if it's been presented exactly. Both projects are good. They've done better maps and stuff in this covered area, the benefit area, whatever they call it on that one. It's all good. We look at it on maps on call we have in GLO. Seems like. So I expect that project will be fine. Expect the gate project will be fine. From our discussion, 274 project is going to be fine, but we've got to get the Arrowwood project replaced. And they think Ball Knob is going to score the highest on all the little checkpoints. They have asked the folks at the engineering firm to come up with a number on that and see how it fits our budget.
Good.
We obviously, we haven't gotten the award contract from the DOE yet on that, from the government. And we had a call the other day about other things that came up, and they think it's getting closer every day, and kind of paying for their closer to work. And they told us, back in the spring that it was going to be done this fall. And the day we had our call was actually, I think, maybe the first day of fall or the day before the first day of fall. And so, well, it's time for us to get that done. I expect we'll be getting that sometime here in the next, before winter, which, they still don't have time. But we got time to get our stuff ready for getting that. We don't have the contract in place yet for the funds. So, we got time to use it. We may need it all for a little bit.
Okay, anything else we need to cover under the CDBG MET? Questions, comments? Thank you, Mr. Bell. Moving on to the CWPP, I believe we've got our last town hall meeting scheduled for tomorrow evening, but I don't want to take away Ms. Reed's thunder, so I'll turn it over to Lily.
Thanks, Judge. Yes, you're correct on that. Tomorrow we have the last or the final CWPP public meeting. It's going to be at the Gatesville Auditorium again at 6 p.m. We'll be discussing the risk assessment findings and just giving kind of final updates on the CWPP as well as next steps. Where do we go from here? We are polishing up the document. We should be sending that out to the stakeholders here shortly. I'm sorry, the working group, to get their eyes on it and kind of get their input and see where we can build some sections out if need be. But that, I believe, is all I have on the CWPP.
Judge, if I could add to that. So what she's talking about, the first draft of the plan is going to go to the, when she's talking about working groups, she's talking about the Forest Service and Chief Baden and Chief Young and the Fort Colossus folks. But that's sort of the group we've been looking. But where that plan needs some help, we would like to have some specific projects put in some work funds. I'm a little bit lacking on that. So I think that maybe some of the members of the court had some input on some of their fire departments about possible projects, but we haven't really nailed that down yet. And it's time to do that. So I know water storage, water capacity, communications. We've got some areas where we know the county needs some help, but we need specific projects. This is the place to put them in. You put them in the plan so you go after the funds. So we're to the point where we need to get that done.
So water storage was a project.
A multiple project.
Or yeah, in various parts. As part of that project, provided that the water provider in that area did not have land readily available, would land acquisition be part of that project to support?
I think you absolutely put everything you need in the plan. We may be talking about different sources of money. Mm-hmm. So it may be that the Forest Service doesn't fund all that, but maybe Water Development Board or some of these other. We've got multiple places. We've got to get in the plan. Okay. So I wouldn't limit myself to thinking that one particular source might not approve something. Just put it in the plan. Then we'll go find the money.
Okay.
And so, I think standpipes, located throughout the county, they could take care of the shortage for water tenders for suppression. I think that, we've been talking about dry hydrants. What that really is helping somebody build a stock tank and putting that connection at the back of the dam so they can get a pond built with the understanding that the county's got the ability or the fire departments have the ability to come and draw water out where they need to.
Yeah.
And so I think that having some locations or some general areas would be really good. But this is the time to get those two building.
Okay.
One thing you can do like a dual purpose on some of this. As population grows around here, we're having harder and harder times in road and bridge time place store materials. Those ranchers are selling it. Well, farmers and ranchers used to let us dump brush on them, stuff about pea grabbing on them. If you strategically had a few of these blocks around that had water and storage for road and bridge, one, we could maintain them, and two, there'd be water access there for fire departments and some kind of system, keeping them full, that we could draw water out of too. Right now, construction water is a huge issue. We quite hardly can't do anything in Precinct 1 because we have no water resource.
If we can get 5 or 6 30,000-gallon standpipes located around parts of the county where it's a little short, they can make a huge difference. And understanding that a lot of these water providers, you can't expect them to just turn the tap on and fill it up in 30 minutes. But that goes back to taking the time to build the storage for those kind of situations.
And you think you're going to have a draft out to those key stakeholders this week, next?
Lillian's assured me that she's not leaving the office today until that panel.
Okay.
She's been working long hours. She and the team to get that ready to go. So it's going out to the working group sometime today.
Okay.
And I look, I saw a draft earlier before I came up here, and they're pretty close. So as soon as you quit talking to the judge, the quicker you go back to work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to tie this into a couple of things that, you know, Mr. Belt has discussed with the court previously. But I would ask that everyone take a look at your calendar for next week. I think it would be a good time to have a workshop to cover SS4A. I think you had touched on that a little bit. The RCP. But I think we kind of got the statement of work on that, or scope of work on that, nugged out. Then to review the CWPP and hopefully get your input from your precinct areas on what projects specifically we can build into that. So that would give us about a week for this court to be able to review that draft, contact fire departments in your areas and the water providers in your areas to find out, get their input on what they think the best projects might be, at least as far as that goes. And that's not to discount any other projects, fire breaks, other things that may be addressed. But it gives you, so I would ask that you take a look and see what your availability is for next week.
For a workshop?
Yes.
Monday, Tuesday, great for me.
The 17th, you guys, too. 17th, good for me. Tuesday. Great.
Pretty flexible,
yeah. You got
to see what's going on down in Waco.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's tentatively set that for Tuesday. I'll confirm with Mr. Belt, because I think you're going to need to be a player in this.
Judge, I won't be here next week. I'll be in Colorado.
Hunting big game?
No. I'm over there. I can send. He's available.
Okay.
But Maddox will be there because we have some interest in being on the RCP committee or being having input on that.
Yep.
Do you have a doctor's appointment at 9 on Tuesday?
Yeah, I have a doctor's appointment at 9 on Tuesday.
That's fine by us. You'll do your workshop. Just keep us in mind if you have a committee. I definitely want him to be on that committee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna, with that in mind, we will tentatively schedule for Tuesday afternoon at 1:30. And if that needs to change to the morning, then I'll get the word out and let everybody know. Okay. Anything else we need to cover under CWPP? Any other grant applications or opportunities that we need to cover? The Shovel Ready, anything updated on that?
No, sir.
Okay.
We get the bill sent out for that.
I've got the letter done, yes.
Senate Bill 22 posted for comments Friday on Texas Register. 30 days. They pretty much tracked the statute.
just I can tell from the rules.
Okay.
They did not expand like we thought they might, like on the prosecutors. If there's no, I can't see where there's any availability for funds for any equipment, computers, anything. It's just salaries and additional salaries, additional personnel,
okay.
Period.
All right.
Nothing else. I went back and read it, and I need to check the statute.
Yeah. Okay.
Some of the previous comments, some of the meetings they had, and seemed like they might be wanting to expand that just a touch, but they did not. It is straight down the line exactly what the statute says. Which is good, you know, for the Sheriff Department, you know, one was different in that section than it covers all.
Oh, very good. Very good. Thank you for that update.
But it did appear also very clear in there that he would go back to October 1st for things that were budgeted. That is in there clearly. So. So, budget is finished here beginning October 1st.
All right. Anything else we need to cover under grants? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 15, which is to consider the transfer of the 2019 Tahoe from the Sheriff's Office to Constable Precinct 1. You can see that there was a agreement that's been signed by both the sheriff as well as Constable Beveridge, and the vehicle that is identified there. I would ask the court to consider the direction of declaring the existing constable vehicle surplus salvage and sell it. But that, I mean, we can identify that action, and should the court choose to do that, then we'll present that order for the court to approve at our next meeting.
I make a motion to approve the transfer of the 2019 Tahoe from the Sheriff's Office to Constable Precinct 1, along with selling or salvaging the, what, I don't even know what it is, 2015 Ford, 14 Ford, I don't know what it is.
Just if, I think if you just say the current.
Yeah.
The precinct for constable.
That precinct one constable.
Okay, and I'll get with.
I looked it up earlier. I can't remember.
That. I'll get with Karen, and we'll get the information on that, so that we can specifically identify that by make, model, and VIN. So we've got a motion from Commissioner Matthews and a second from Commissioner Basham. Ms. Newton, you're good with that? The motion got that wording on? Okay. Any further discussion on item number 15? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number 16, update on construction projects. Commissioner Basham, you have anything for us?
Yes, got several things, Judge. I went over there yesterday and walked through, and the masonaries are doing their punch out. They're almost done. They got all the walls up. We're moving right along. They're hanging steel for the roof. They got some of the decking on the roof already. It's moving. They're getting some work done. Plumbers are finishing up with some sewer vents and some more of the pipe chases. They're getting those in, moving along. Electricians are, they're finishing up some loose ends on some conduit runs, and they're, I go there about three times a week, and they're
it's moving along. That roof is really coming up. I would like for y'all to go over there, if y'all get a chance to go look at it. It's coming up right now. They're about 40% finished. The jail. They've got all the door frames in, window frames in. They were hanging still this morning. So.
They open all their bids for that second part.
That's well, on Leon Street Annex right now. The bids are still open.
They're going to open them this week, or they already done it.
They should. They should be done. Say something. They're done by next week. Okay. They're saying the guaranteed max price, they should have it presented to the court by November for Leon Street Annex. And we're having a construction meeting tomorrow. Mr. Hopefinger was going on vacation, so there is some questions that I do have. Things are moving up. I'm a little disappointed in the timeline on GMP, how long it's taken, but they did say they had to present something to the court by November.
Yeah. I noticed on the last documents that were presented to us, that lot is listed as 420 East Main Street. And we're not going to have any access off of Main Street. At what point do we need to address, and what do we do to get that address changed to a Leon Street address, whatever that may be, whether it's 420 or whatever. Mr. Belt, any guidance on that at all, or is that just a submission to SITCOG?
Address, my address, that building at some point.
Okay.
But I think they're going to sign it from the entrance side, I would think. What's that address now, did you say, Jeff?
It's listed at the documents that we've got are 420 East Main.
Yeah, they'll give a Leon Street address out of the center because that's where the main entrance is. Leon Street, right?
Yes. And I just didn't know at what point we address that so that city permits and whatever we're drawing, you know, from them.
That might can wait till you get the entrance in.
Most time, car two it is over the eight.
Yeah. Well, it's keep bad. It's not even working at all. They go doing that. Okay. Judgment doesn't look like me. He doesn't have
it. Used to be nice and blonde. It's not even moving. I don't want to talk to you about that.
Going back blonde.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite out of color.
Right. Yeah, the CAD got that reflected as 420 East Main Street at this point as well.
I'm curious to how that process works. I'll reach out to CAD and see because I have no idea. Is it just something they'll just do right in on their own? Or?
Nah, you got to reach out to the CAD. There's a lady over there.
Yeah, we got her. Every what, couple of weeks, all the addresses.
Yeah.
So we've been tracking the new ones going in just to kind of follow where things are going and
The Tiffany or Harry.
We'll forward that to you. But
thank you. I appreciate it.
Jennifer C. Strong. Jennifer C. Strong.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just a form you can fill out online. You take a couple pictures of your entrance. Submit that all.
They got to have something there. There's something to get an address, but like,
I didn't need any to do mine. Yeah.
You got to have an address for you to power.
But yeah, you've got to have an address to get power, but I don't think you've got to have power to get an address.
Basically, I got a request form on there. You can click on TIPCO's website, maybe 911 physical address request form.
Be a lot of refreshing going on.
Be a lot of refreshing.
I have to hear in a while.
Okay. Anything else on the construction updates? Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Moving on to item number 17, which is to consider actions on items to support construction projects. Is there anything that the court needs to consider today?
The 911 address.
Just that 911.
That's it.
Do you want to borrow my computer?
Your computer's not working good today.
Well, but you got it all figured out. Okay. For item number 17, note that there's no action taken. Item number 18 is pay bills, and we've got bills presented in the amount of $1,596,075.91. Got a motion to pay bills from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number 18? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number 19, reports. Commissioner Matthews.
Well, there was a good turnout in Johnsonsboro on Sunday, which Cordell County stepped up for a little benefit out there, which is great. The Hidden Gem has an event coming up October the 21st out there at the complex, along with Righteous Roots on November the 18th. Both of those are victims' type services groups, help a lot of people. If you can attend, attend. The only other thing I would ask is make a motion to put the budget amendment for FY24 dated October 10th to 2023, amendment number one on the next agenda.
If you'll submit that, we'll absolutely do that.
And that is all I have.
Okay. Commissioner Basham?
Same as Commissioner Matthews, a lot of show up and support out there at Johnsboro. You'd like to see that community come together and support somebody in our community like that. It was very nice. That was very well put together. Always pray for some more rain. I'd like to help you with the Hidden Gem and the.
Yep.
That's all I've got. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Taylor.
Well, just like they said, it's a pretty emotional day for me. Still love.
I have to say, brother.
All right. Good. Thank you. I've got nothing. We do have an executive session scheduled, a closed meeting. I believe we do not have anything to consider for item 22. Is that correct, Mr. Belt? We haven't received any additional on litigation. So there will be no discussion for pending litigation towards the Purdue Pharma lawsuit, and therefore we will not have any follow-on action taken on item number 23. But for item number 21, pursuant to Texas, Texas Government Code Section 551.0725, the Commissioner's Court will conduct a closed meeting to deliberate business and financial issues relating to a contract being negotiated, and subsequent to that meeting, we will reconvene in open meeting and pick up with considering items number 24 and 25, as well as revisiting items number 12 and 13.
Can I say something? Kind of a report. Mr. Maddox went to the Middle Trinity meeting this Thursday. They have their model 95% complete. They did a presentation of it, pretty interesting. Talked to Patrick a little while afterwards. He would be interested in giving us input for the RCP. We were redoing our regulations regarding water. Everybody was all right with that?
He's on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten to get calls about it already. We're on, he's on the list. Something we have to address is some rules to this required groundwater management area with modify the requirements. We just need that data to back up our stuff. So he's on the list.
Model was pretty interesting. There was a few things we kind of took note of. They are doing some rule changes now, and they're district rules, punishment of the truck. They are implementing transfer fees at the highest rate they can. Reason being, you're starting to see larger entities come in, buy property, strip water rights, punch big wells in the ground, send that water to Austin, Georgetown, things of that nature. So they're implementing pretty stringent transfer fees.
They're going to get sued.
Yeah,
they've been saving out money to get sued for a long time. Yeah. The Texas legislature and effort to avoid having to amend water rules and state law has created all these entities to do it for them, and they've saved up all of our tax dollars to provide us landowners who want to maintain the level of capture. They're going to get sued. It's coming. They're just, they're going to keep pushing the limit until they get sued.
Better have it fight now than later.
Okay. Now that might be a good when do you think Patrick would be available? Any?
I could ask you.
See if he can pick two or three dates. And it doesn't have to be immediate. I'm not trying to, but I think for the court to get another presentation on where they are with the water model and some of the new directions that Middle Trinity might be going with that information might be very helpful to the court.
Thing you took away from this?
It's going to be pretty neat once they get it on the website. Kind of draw some lines on the map and in a certain area and see what the aquifer looks like under that specific area. Pretty interesting.
And one thing we really didn't realize is, so the tool is going to be GIS based, three-dimensional. You can just draw a line and then do a cross-section of that line. Make your line and then, you know, what was the meridian, the McGregor break.
Yeah.
Bosque Valley, McGregor or Meridian Valley. So I really didn't quite realize how our aquifer works. There's ridges in it. So like some of that water doesn't even come to us. You know, our recharge is more Comanche. This where like some of the stuff maybe north of Jonesboro all kind of flows to Bosque because there's a essentially a mountain underground mountain range in there.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. He just drew a line across there, popped it up on the bill, showed a 3D representation of it, showed you the thicknesses. The accuracy was within about 2 to 4 foot,
I think so.
You know, and then he said, as time goes on, this was the presenter, time goes on, we'll refine this model more and we'll get it more accurate.
Good. No. Very good.
That well information that he put out.
Okay, I've got 10:40. We will reconvene in the front room in a closed meeting at 10:45, and we're in recess.